Why? Because I've been set free. I'm not trying to be free. I am free when I get born again. What I have to do is get my mind, I get my heart filled with knowledge and renew my mind so I know these things. Amen. So I will go back and forth, but I want to get over into the fourth chapter of the book of Ephesians. So if you go there, Ephesians chapter 4. And I want you to listen real close as we read. This book, this body, us, this body, Christ's body, the church, which you're talking about, we who are on earth and those that's in heaven. See, some of the members have gone on. They are with God right now. But we on earth, so we're the one that got a job to do. So we need to get clear on who we are, what we have, what we can do, how to get it done. Amen. Now, if you choose me as a leader, and you say, well, we're all going to go and study and find out how to fly a 747 jet. And I'm your leader and teacher. Guess what? You're in serious trouble. because I don't know a thing in the world about it. All I know how to do is go on and sit down and ride when they fly. That's all I know. You look at that cockpit and all that stuff, I don't know. So I said all that to say this. God did not call us into his body and leave us without instruction, information, revelation, insight, teaching, training. So we'll know how to walk this walk of faith. In every area of our lives, not just in one area, every area. There's not an area in your life has not been covered. Hallelujah. And so this is why he says what he said. Have you got it? Okay, Ephesians chapter 4. That's what we want. Let's start with verse. I'll start verse 1, but I'm going to pick up at verse, actually 4, and start talking about this. He said, verse 1, I therefore the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Our aim, our endeavor in life, each one of us, that should be our aim, our endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. How you keep the unity of the Spirit? By doing things God's way. All right? In the bond of peace, that I know who I am, you know who you are, and I won't say or do anything to harm you in any way. And if I realize that I've done that, and if I do that, then I'll be quick to repent. Because you can do stuff what? Out of ignorance, I didn't know. But on purpose to go around and talk about you, and run you down before other people. Now, I'm not endeavoring to keep the unity. I'm trying to bring division. My aim is not to bring unity. I'm trying to make myself look good and make you look bad. That's really what's behind it. And God is not like that. If I shine, I want you to shine. If you shine, you ought to want me to shine. If I'm prosper, I want you to prosper. If you're prosper, you ought to want me to prosper. Just because God bless you with something, I should have my nose turned up in the air. You know, somebody can get some. I'm just gonna say, if someone can get a new car, a new something, then something, then you go. Listen, they got a whole bunch of more they ain't sold yet. You go get you four of them if you want to. Don't be acting like that toward that person. Just go ahead and say, praise God. And then a piece of tin and plastic and a lot of gadgets in it. You drive it long enough, it'll go down. Okay. I got that Lexus out there and had it 21 years. It don't look like, it still look good now because I kept it up. But it don't look like no new one. A lot of change has been made. But my point is, your aim, my aim, that's what we've been called to do, to keep the unity of the Spirit. If I can't build you up, that's what I'm in the body, to build you up. I stand before you tonight as a teacher, a pastor to shepherd, but teacher to teach. Because the scripture should be made plain so you can comprehend. You can understand. So let's move on. Amen. Hallelujah. So you and I, every one of you should be, ought to be. I don't care who you are, what language you speak, where you are on planet Earth. That's why God wants, he said, go in all the world. Everybody should know the truth. That's God's. That's what Jesus, that's his commission. That's what he assigned the church to do. Go preach the gospel. Don't go preaching somebody's theory. And we got a bunch of them out there. And we need to go to the scripture and stay in those scriptures and the Holy Spirit and talk to God and let God, the Father, talk to you until you're clear on this. Don't grab something somebody said and they ain't give you no scripture for it. And can't back it up. And then they putting all that poison in you. Hello? So he said, endeavoring to keep what? The unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. He's clear on this. There is one body. Say that with me. But we have all kinds of bodies and faith among the believers. Faith, denomination, all that. We have all that. Some think they're better than others. Some think they know more than others. And all that kind of stuff. And some of them think that we're the only one right. I mean, all kind of stuff. You have to go to the Word because people will confuse you. They even do it with colors and everything. Race, nationality, ethnic group, you name it, they'll do it. But you have to go to the scripture. He said, there is one body. Jesus ain't but one Jesus. He have just one head. And anybody has more than one head is a freak. I step up here with two heads. Y'all stay around. Y'all crazy. Pray that head off me or get out of here. One body, one spirit. Come on. Even as you're called in what? One hope. But what do you hear all over the world? Hare Krishna, Buddhist, Muslim, you name it. All kind of things that try to be God. And all of them that claim, all you have to do, if they claim to be God, just check them out and see which one died on the cross and rose again and ascended and took a seat at the right hand of God. You can't find but one. You can't find but one. And his name is Jesus. All the rest of them is lying. Amen.